this situation, I guess it's running all over the place, and I wanted you to at least give a SETI side on just what the heck is going on.
Well, I think it's unfortunate. It's a bit silly, George. Actually, Stephen Greer spent an hour with Art the other night, as you said, claiming that the SETI project, as he calls it, had found the mother load of signals, and that senior scientists, and he apparently thought there were three of them, were keeping this under wraps. Now, you know, George, there are a few points to be made here. First off, if you're one of those who think that research scientists and engineers are in some sort of cabal, some sort of conspiracy to hide success, and that would mean foregoing future funding, personal fame, maybe the Nobel Prize, not to mention uncovering just about the most remarkable discovery in history. I mean, if you think that the senior scientists at the SETI Institute, and that's Frank Drake, Jill Tarter, Peter Backus, and myself, if you think we're scheming to do that, there's not much I can say that'll change your mind. But there are some really important points to be made for people who, say, are willing to think logically about this. So just very briefly, I mean, to begin with, Stephen Greer apparently doesn't know much about SETI. He talks about the SETI project. There is no SETI project. SETI's a generic acronym. There are several SETI groups running several SETI experiments, and they're at the University of California, at Harvard. The Australians are doing something, the Italians at Bologna, and, of course, the SETI Institute, which is where I work. Greer referred to this particular SETI exercise that he was talking about as the Carl Sagan Search for Extraterrestrial Project. Well, that doesn't exist either. But there was no doubt he was talking about the SETI Institute. He even said that I was the current president, which sounded like good news to me, George, but...
But it ain't so.
But it ain't so. In fact, the SETI Institute doesn't even have a president. It has a CEO, Tom Pearson, not I. But, and a lot of other stuff he said was simply factually wrong. In fact, most of what he said was factually wrong, but that's just all sprinkles on the big chocolate cake of nonsense that's really at the heart of this story. And that comes down to this. If a SETI experiment had tripped across signals, would we not tell other astronomers so they could start observing wherever in the sky the signals were coming from?
I think you would. Based on discussions with you over the years, I think you would want the world to know that something's going on, or you wouldn't be doing what you're doing.
Yeah, indeed. In fact, that's in our protocol, which is also on the web. Anybody can look that up. I mean, we would tell everyone, including our thousands of supporters, they're paying for the experiment. They're counting on us to do good science, maybe find something. We'd be building our new telescope, the Allen Telescope Array, a heck of a lot faster because the financial resources to do that would be there. So even a lot, you know, leaving aside this very curious question to me, why SETI wouldn't tell its own people, including me, because, you know, Stephen Greer seemed to think that I was out of the loop and they weren't telling me. I'm senior astronomer at the Institute. I go to the telescopes when we observe. So that's, you know, the Institute's not telling its own staff, but we would tell Stephen Greer down in Crozet, Virginia. That's a little bit bizarre. I thought something that was rather interesting to me was that Art pressed Stephen Greer about why isn't this appearing in the major media?
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't the newspapers calling us up asking, hey, did you find a signal? Even the minor papers.
Sure.
I mean, that happened in 1997. We had a signal for
a few hours. You should be in New Science. You should be on space.com. You should be all over the place if that's the case.
You would be, of course. And and Greer said, well, that's because there are CIA operatives in all the newsrooms of America, and presumably in Canada, too, because that's where he broached this fact. And I assume everywhere else in the world, too, because we often get calls from the British newspapers and the German and French and Dutch newspapers. So it comes out of this. Greer's claims contain no facts, no names, no instrument, no statement of where on the band, no claim of when this was done, no indication of where on the sky the signal was found, nothing about modulation, frequency, polarization, signal levels, spectral shape, temporal behavior, nothing, just that there are secrets. Well, one of the callers said, hey, Art, extraordinary claims demand extraordinary evidence. Well, Greer's is an extraordinary claim, but, you know, I'm looking for any evidence. Really, I am.
Well, I had even asked him if you were the source, and of course he just refused to tell us who the sources were. Now I want to say, Seth, I like Stephen Greer as a person. I mean, he's a nice guy. He's worked hard in the field of ufology. He's done a pretty good job trying to put together government and military witnesses for his disclosure project. However, you know, I'm the kind of guy, I want proof, I want evidence, and if somebody's going to come out with a heck of a story like this and says that there are several sources within SETI that are telling him, I want names, because I want those people, on Coast to Coast to tell the world what's going on there. And I'm not hearing that from anybody.
Well, that's right. In fact, I tried writing Stephen Greer myself. I sent an email, and I got a response to the first one in which I said, hey, what's the story on this? You don't have to tell the world anything about this confidential information, but you can tell me, or you can, you know, write to any of our of my colleagues at the Institute. He doesn't answer directly. He answers via an intermediary, Debbie Fox, who wrote back just the same statement. He said two separate senior scientists and so forth intimately associated with SETI have confirmed to the Disclosure Project that multiple ET signals have been received. Well, then I asked a follow-up question. Can you tell me what telescope it was or when it was or anything? And he just doesn't respond to that at all. Nothing. Silent.
There are some people. I think one of the things that Stephen may be guilty of is that I think he tends to believe sources that come to him, because I think he went through the same problem when he's trying to get this zero-point energy and alternative energy. He claimed that he had someone who had a device, and apparently nothing ever happened to that, and that's about 2 or 3 years ago. So and he really wants to find alternative energy, and I think that's very admirable to do that. Is it possible, Seth, that somebody has set him up? And let me explain this for a moment. Stephen's been working for years on this Disclosure Project, had a news conference at the National Press Club, brought some really heavy people to the table who've, you know, got some great credentials, who've heard things, who've seen things. Is it possible that somebody is lying to him? Not you guys, not you guys, but somebody is trying to set him up to, I guess, discredit him, you know, and say, aha, you're the guy who said these crazy things about SETI. And his, I guess, his whole persona gets blasted at the time that maybe disclosure does occur. I'm just wondering if he believes people who come to him with information.
Well, George, it's an interesting theory, and, you know, you can at least see some motive in that kind of an idea. The only thing is, I think that if he suspected that that was happening, or even if he didn't suspect, I think the argument's even stronger if you assume that he doesn't suspect that he's being set up. All he would have to do
is call you.
Is just call me or call any of my colleagues. Just call up and say, hey, is there any truth in this? That's all he has to do. Simple.
So to your knowledge, he has not approached SETI to find out what he thinks he has heard?
Nope. I talked to my colleagues. No, they knew nothing about it. And, of course, I sent emails directly to the Disclosure Project trying to find out for myself what's the story. And the first, you know, email came back with no information. It was two lines. And the second email never came back. So, you know, I can't get anything out of them either.